Welcome to a room filled with legends, as always on a Thursday morning. I've got a couple of legends sitting here with me. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Not too foul.
Doing well, Bear.
Pete Holland from the Crews, 2 to 6 Monday to Friday. He's planning something big when the Panthers win the big one this year. He just needs a sponsor willing to get behind him as he runs down Bridge Street, Musselbrook, wearing only a Penrith beanie.
That is all I will wear. I'll put their name on my back. Just call me for details.
There's money to be made. And Glenn Stolzenheim from Between the Posts is almost ready to sing the Parramatta theme song, There's Always Next Year, as they wobble towards
the
semi-finals.
Tiger.
He's got it right.
A late great. I'll tell you what, I would hope that the Eels perform in such a way that you play the late great John English's Parramatta, Eels Are Flying, It's Electrifying on the show.
That is quite the theme song, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they make the grand final this year, are you still convinced that they can do it?
Look, there are three standout sides at the moment, and Parramatta are not one of them. Mm. However, we've got a lot to do starting this Friday night, that's for sure. And if we can kick it off and gain some momentum, then I'm hoping.
All right. Well, before we get into it, let's have a little listen to what happened last week. I'm actually going to be hearing this for the first time myself.
Last time, I lock it in.
Well, first place third. They're unbeaten in 12 games, the Penrith Panthers. They're due for a loss. It will be happening out at Penrith Park on Friday night, that is for sure.
Well, as you can tell, I'm going to lock in the Panthers.
Side? Yeah, okay.
I'm locking in the Panthers.
I'm locking in the Roosters against the Knights on Saturday.
Brave.
I feel like I need to stay loyal to the Knights, even though we don't have Ponga.
Do it, Rousey.
Well, I'm going to stay loyal.
And just on that, can we take 30 seconds to discuss her loyalty to the Knights?
She lied. There was no loyalty whatsoever because she ended up picking the card. Now, if she took the Knights, she doesn't get the card.
Tell me about it.
She lied to the listener.
Pete. Well, if that's the case, let's get very quickly into our locks. Stolzy, who have you got for this week?
Look out, people, because I've gone for the Friday night blockbuster. Pick the score, $400 on the line. Can you pick it? I'll tell you right now what it'll be as the Parramatta side return the form when it comes to their attacking ability by 44 points to 10 against the Broncos. Lock that in, all right? I'm not just not locking in the win. I'm locking in the score.
Oh, no arguments
right. So because
me.
They're playing the Broncos, you think you've got a right to lock them in.
Right.
Cherry picking.
That is. That's some of the worst cherry picking we have seen all season, and I know I've been a part of some of it. If that's the case, we'll leave that there. Pete, who have you got?
Mate, look, I'd like to lock in the Knights, but I can't do that with any confidence, even though I'm wearing their colours and getting behind them.
Get your balls out and put them on the desk, mate.
If we're going to be backing our own sides in, number 14 is coming up, and the Cowboys are going down in Townsville. Lock in the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, the Panthers running
the
first.
The minor premiership, JJ Giltland Shield, will be handed over. Panthers all the way.
To beat the Cowgirls. There are listeners out here who are depending on us right now, and all you're doing is picking the easy ones.
Yeah, it really is. It's a shame. It's a bloody stitch-up.
It is.
It is.
In which case, I'll finish off by picking the Raiders to defeat the Warriors, who now have nothing to play for and are just waiting to get on the plane to fly back.
We might as well just call this locking your own team.
Hey, look, if you have a look at my tips, that's my upset for the weekend, the Warriors. To defeat the Raiders.
Let's not muck around and talk about what this last couple of rounds are really about. I've had an unassailable lead in the tipping competition up until now.
Just on that, there was something from last week, something else from last week's show.
I'm already so far ahead in this tipping comp that we're doing that it won't matter.
He did. Yeah. He had a 9-point lead?
No, I don't know, a 7 or 8 or something like that. But now,
been hacked down.
As my mind's been elsewhere and I haven't really been thinking about it too much, I can be caught in the last two rounds. Now, the pressure over these next two rounds doesn't lie with me, who's sitting out there in front.
And here
it lies
Bradbury.
With you,
Stephen
mister.
Bradbury's coming from behind.
It lies He'll with you. Because as I go ahead and tip my favourites, you are going to have a couple of shots at some loose cannons and hope they get over the line. Otherwise, you either end up, doesn't matter if you end up one behind or 10 behind.
I love
you're
the
still
psychology.
Lost.
I love the psychology.
Event so good luck
up.
To you, mate. Yeah. Good luck.
If only Parramatta were playing some decent sides, because I know that's your kryptonite, your Achilles heel, my friend. Yep. And that's what allowed me to make up the distance.
Hey, you got a full round last week, too, which gave me an extra 2 points.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, I looked at it and went, whoa. Well,
yes,
that's a fall from grace.
I'm up behind you like a conga line at the Mardi Gras. You're in all sorts of bother, mate.